So welcome back to Adrian and Anthony and Adam's Musical Adventures here with Adam Brown.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Very good, very good. You know, we save the best for last, I'm pretty sure.
Absolutely. So this is the last track on the record, What We'll Never Know, called Spirit Tacos. Great tune. What do you have to tell us about this one?
This is this asks the question, when we die, are there tacos in heaven? You know, are there taco trucks? I like tacos a lot.
How is that a question? Of course there's tacos
so,
in
so
heaven.
If you had moved to the East Coast, it would have been called Spirit Donairs. You realize that?
Yeah. I've enjoyed some Donairs in my time. You could ask that about, in fact, if any East Coast band listening wants to make the song Spirit Donairs, go ahead, have a good time.
So for one thing, you know, it's not an East Coast thing. It's a Halifax thing, but it's definitely an East Coast band thing, right? Because they all go through Halifax, you know? I don't think you'll find Donairs, like, you know, if you go in New Brunswick. I don't think that's a thing. But if you find a band from New Brunswick, they'll know what
it,
you know.
They'll definitely have a donatory, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's check out this awesome track, Spirit Tacos.
When I was alive, which I did this with samosas in the park. I can name you 50 ways you were a bar. Now it's my time.
The days when I remain, I used to say to you, ooh, ooh, when I leave this earthly plane, they better have some good, good, good food.
You were an eagle and I was a dove. I'm a believer, but I want to know somehow. Where can I find a taco truck in heaven?
The days when I remain, I used to say to you.
Very nice.
That's right. That was Spirit Tacos. Last song on the record, What We'll Never Know.
And yeah, thank you very much, Adam, for putting this music in the world, man. That's really cool.
Thanks. I appreciate you guys having me on.
My pleasure. But hey, we're not quite done because fortunately you've been busy this year. You've been releasing other music.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. So I released, I forget what the title's called. Do you guys have the title in front of you there?
Of course I do. Let's start with Perhaps We're Not Going Out Tonight. The COVID anthem?
Yeah, it is a COVID anthem. My buddy Ian dared me to write a COVID song, and this was only 2 weeks into it. So I wrote a little garage rock rocker called We're Not Going Out Tonight. And when I wrote it, I didn't think this thing was going to last for a year or however long it's going to go for. You know, we were 2 weeks in, man. I thought it was like maybe another 2 weeks and that's it, you know. Oh my God. But here we are.
The question is that I got for you is, would you have written it differently if you knew how long it was going to last?
I wouldn't have written it. I just wouldn't have written this. Like, I like the song and it's fast.
Whatever. Yeah, good
it's
energy.
Your head to it, but I wouldn't have even bothered. I would have changed the words. I would have, sang about something else, yeah.
Yeah, you thought it was like a special event. It turns out that it was, yep.
I thought it was a recurring March only nightmare. Thing, a little bit of an April thing. And but I would have written it about a girl.
Let's check it out, man. That's right. We're not going out tonight.
Yes.
Nice COVID anthem for us all.
I guess that if we were to pick a COVID anthem, it would have to be something that's, I don't know, like classical music.
No. We're Mozart, not going out tonight. Pretty much sums Bach up how things something. Have changed for you and I.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you're going to live something for posterity that describes the magnitude of this thing, it's crazy.
No. This is good. Upbeat. Yeah, I love it. Anyway, next song, Lightning. So with Jenna Roker.
Yeah, Jenna's an old friend. She was the lead singer for the Sunday Sinners and the Del Gators. She's maybe the best garage soul queen singer I've ever heard in my life. She's something else, man. The girl can really sing.
Wow, cool. You ready to check it out?
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it. I love female lead singers.
All right, Lightning by the Adam Brown and Jenna Roker.
Yeah.
right, we're back. That was Lightning with the Adam Brown and Jenna Roker.
That was cool, yeah. Man. I like that.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys playing all these songs. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. So how can folks connect with you, Adam?
Well, you know, you can check out our Facebook page. It's probably, I don't know for sure, but it's probably facebook.com/TheAdamBrown. Or you can check out our Instagram, which is the.adam.brown at Instagram, whatever the heck it is. We have a Twitter too, but it's the worst. I just talk about soccer the whole time, so I don't think anybody would be interested in checking out my Twitter, but you can if you want. It's the Adam Brown over at Twitter.
So, you know, you were telling us that the record is getting pressed, right? Where will people be able to order that?
That's a good question. I have no idea how long it takes to press a record. They've probably made the test prints already. They just need to send them to me and then I have to okay that. But then I don't know how long it takes them after that. I would imagine by November, everything will be, you know, in boxes waiting to never get listened to by anybody.
Well, let us know and we'll plug it in on our Facebook page and let people know they can go out and buy the record.
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic, guys. Thank you.
We really appreciate you taking the time to connect with us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's great. I think it was a great evening for us. I hope it was a great evening for everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is it for this episode of Adrian, Anthony, and Adam's Musical Adventures.
That's right. Triple A.
I had a great time, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Catch you next time.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.